Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Today, I would like to share with you this topic, a little bit heavy for Chinese New Year. Palliative care, the Buddhist way. They suggested this topic to me. It's a little bit heavy and difficult. This is not easy to handle. So, how tough it is, maybe we can do some simulation. Okay, assume this is your life end moment. So, for all the palliative care, we have one single common goal, which is to prepare the person to have peaceful ending and also have good reborn. Now, consider you are as if your last moment, last 5 minutes. How good you are to control over your mind. Let's do some simulation. Okay, we meditate for a while and see how is your mind going, the nature, understand the nature of the mind. And you will know how difficult it is. You can do any method of meditation. You want to relax, or you want to radiate metta, is okay for 5 minutes. Now assume last 5 minutes, you want to make sure that there is no defilement arise in your mind. You have to devoid out of greed, hatred and delusion. You must guard your mind so that it won't wandering around. And then don't move, whatever it is, itchy, pain, numb, do not react to it. Or there's any sound surrounding you, do not react to it. Keep your mind in a peaceful state. Joy and happy. Don't move, whatever it is, don't move your body posture. Okay, slowly, deep breath, open your eye. Now, this is newly rebirth. How many of you able to safeguard your mind without wander away? How many? Nobody, this one. Now this monk candidate. And this is very difficult. For most of the people, the mind will wander away. And if wander away, what is the topic of the mind when you wandering away? Is that wholesome or unwholesome. By the way, wandering mind is negative energy. It's unwholesome, but it will not produce reverse consciousness. And that's why, and this is one of the five hindrances. So untamed mind is very difficult for near end. When the person's about passing away, it's not easy. For most of you, your physical body don't have any pain. You won't experience any pain. That's why you still have, you're able to safeguard your mind. You have mindfulness. But for those, when they are suffering from physical pain, the mentally will have, normally will have a lot of agony. It's not easy. That's why you go to hospital, there's a lot of complaint. When you go to hospital. Anyone of you work in hospital? Nurse? You knock your head, you're in hospital. It's not so easy. So for palliative care, or in a Buddhist way, we talk about a few stages. The first stages is when the person is diagnosed a terminal illness. Then probably is bedridden, that stage. This could be last for year or months. Depend on the condition. After that, it will go to the critical stage. It could be that could be maybe a month or a few weeks. It depends. Sometimes the life is about gone, but somehow the doctor able to salvage the life. Maybe one or two times the most. Then it go to this very critical moment, near death. Near death, or we call it marana sati, near death consciousness. This particular moment only lasts for 17 mind moments, not more than that. And then it go to life end. And then how one in our Buddhism and science our definition for life end is a little bit different. There are three factors. We consider if a life end, you must have three factors no longer exist. First, jivita. Jivita, we call it life faculty. Second one, consciousness. Or citta, consciousness. Third, heat. It's void of these three things, then you declare dead. But that in cases, there's cases that people experience, like Bhante Mangala. His mother, when passed away, between 30 minutes, the body already cooled down. Very fast. But in his father's case, it lasts for 2-3 hours. Even the doctor declare the person already passed away. Heartbeat stopped. But the heat still there. It lasts for 2 or 3 hours. During that moment, Bhante Mangala know, because he had this knowledge. He said, don't touch, don't move the body yet. Wait until the body cold. This is very critical. Because during that moment, if anything that make the person feel painful or whatever, it will affect his near-death consciousness. So this is very important. And then, before the second last stage, we call it near-death consciousness. Near-death consciousness, it will take three things as object. The first thing is karma nimitta. The first one is karma nimitta or gati nimitta. What is karma? Karma will be like a video clip. You replay again whatever that person done in the past. You replay. It could be good or bad. Depend on certain the karma. After that, we will explain about this. Then another one is called karma nimitta. Karma nimitta would be like a pictorial, like a picture. You can see maybe a Buddha, or you see a monk, whatever, that picture. The third thing is called gati nimitta. Gati nimitta is the place that particular person want to reborn. Maybe you will see a yellow or pink color. Then this is what? This is mother womb. You got to be reborn in mother's womb. Then if a person at that particular moment, you will see jungle. Travel in the jungle. Good signs or bad signs? Bad, huh? But if this is in the last second stage, not much thing we can help. Our golden opportunity is at the critical and bedridden stage. This earlier two stage. Because at the last, this is very much depend on treating. Depend on whether this person is a Buddhist or not Buddhist. When you talk about Buddhist way, I assume that person is a Buddhist. If it's a Buddhist, dealing that particular moment, that will be a few category of person. The first category of person, a Buddhist, you no need to take care of him. He can take care of himself. Who is that category of person? You no need to do any palliative care. No need. Save your effort. Who are those people belonging to this category? Any guess? Arahant. Of course, Arahant. Besides Arahant, at least Sotapan. Sotapan, you no need to do anything. Whether you put it in hospital, at home, roadside, everything, no different. For after that, for sure, next reborn, good place. Four wufu place. And the door to go, four wufu place already permanently closed to them. That are the person that you no need to do any care. Second category. This type of person, you leave him alone. Don't make any noise. Leave them alone. These are who? Who are this category of person? Leave them alone. Any one of you belong or want to become this this category? These are the people that able to get into the jhana at will. So if the first category and this second category, first you don't need to care. Second, you leave them alone so that they can able to get into the jhana without disturbing them. Then this is the person that automatically after that they will reborn in Brahma realm. According to which jhana they enter into. Any one of you want to have this category? Many of you don't want. You still talk about the sixth central realm. You know, by the way, anyone of you not knowing what is Brahma? This is very high quality. Brahma, as a Brahma, you no need to eat. You no need to sleep. And then you don't have anger. You don't have worriness. The whole life is very happy. Your food is your jhana. When you have, and this person, this Brahma, when they are near death, when they pass away, for sure will not go to wolf place as well. Immediate, next life, good place. Then, now we talk about the third category. This is the person that we need to care. This could be a friend in Buddhist circle, or parents, or brother and sister in Dharma. How you help this person? By the way, when you talk about this topic, maybe you also cover a little bit of non-Buddhist. Maybe some of your mother is non-Buddhist, but we talk about Buddhist first. Because if for non-Buddhist, we don't have much weapon during that stage, no much weapon, weapon for to help them. So if this person is a Buddhist, then what you need to do? Elevate their mind to the highest. If this person have vipassana or maybe no vipassana that sila samadhi, dana sila samadhi. If that person able to do breathing or radiant metta, you guided them to do metta or anapana that particular moment. Because if the person pass away with anapana, we will with rebirth consciousness with this object. Meaning in next life, if they want to practice very fast. Also, if he is not yet the Arya, he practice vipassana during that stage. When they change the bodily form, they will have if they say his inclination is to deva, to become deva, that time he will have very sharp faculty. And we continuous to do vipassana, because from death moment to the next life, the rebirth consciousness, there is no gap. So it's very immediately from that, and then suddenly the mind will elevate to very high, very sharp. And that is the particular moment that he can strike. That's very good. This is a golden opportunity. But when he opened his eye, very difficult. Why? 500 what? Miss Universe. When he opened his eye, finished. All the concentrate gone. From which country, which village, who is their father, also already forgot. Cannot recall. Because they were too engrossed into that sensual pleasure. Too beautiful, the sounds, taste, everything wonderful. So you have to, that's why if you want to be in this category, make this a habit before you go to sleep. Watch your breath or meditate, radiant metta, until it pass away. Until you fall into sleeping. But if you pass away, it's good. That is what we want to train. And again, when you wake up, the first thing you do, also your breath. And metta. If you do radiant metta. This is, we call it habitual karma. Just now, the first category, we call it veti karma. Veti karma, if that's veti karma, for sure it will take place. If there's no veti karma, the second karma order is, we call it habitual karma. This will be your natural habit. When you close your eye, the mind automatically shift to your breath or metta. Not only you cultivate a lot of merits in this life, and also it will help you a lot in your next life. This is very important. But again, if this person cannot get into, cannot practice somehow, maybe too painful, the bodily too painful, cannot focus on the breath, you may think that focus on your breath is chicken feet, very easy task. But for those people near death, they are very weak. If they don't have pain, even they don't have pain, also very difficult for them to focus on the breath. But if they have pain, knowing the breath or radiant metta is very difficult. It's not easy. You can try. Most of you were not able to do full lotus. You try to do full lotus 30 minutes, and then you radiant metta. See whether you still have radiant metta or not. At that time, all metta gone. Not so easy. You don't move 30 minutes, and then you try. You can try yourself. So it's not easy. But for that person, what we can do is we can ask them to do dana or at the near death moment. Do dana, or we can help them to do dana on behalf. And the key thing is, we want to know during that particular moment that karma nimitta will arise. Gati nimitta. Usually the gati nimitta, if will arise, will be at that stage. Normally, karma and karma nimitta will not arise during that critical moment or bedridden stage. They won't arise. Only gati nimitta. Gati nimitta means the place that they want to be reborn. So that is a story in Sri Lanka. There's one Arahan, Soma. If you're not mistaken, the name is called Soma. His father was a hunter. So when his father get old, he also go to stay at his son monastery. So also they go to through this palliative care, because he also bedridden. And during that critical moment, he shouted, "Oh, there's dog chasing me! Dog chasing me! The dog want to bite me!" So his son, as an arahant, able to read the mind and also say, "Oh, this is not a good sign." This gati nimitta means he could have reborn in hell. So at that particular moment, he said, "Okay, father, don't worry. I will go to offer some flower to the stupa on your behalf." Then he used psychic power to let the father see how he offered the flower, and the father rejoiced. Then when the father able to rejoice, then at that stage, the image changed. Suddenly you say, "Oh, a lot of angel come, very beautiful. Your mother is there waiting for me." Then Alan say, "Oh, now okay, you are safe." Safe for one life. Next life, don't know yet. So, to able to tell gati nimitta is very important. This is one of the knowledge or you have to pick up. So normally, we at that particular moment, if you will see a few signs which is not good. For some signs, we can help. For certain signs, it's very difficult to help. For those people, they will say, "Okay, you open the door. My mother or my auntie is out there waiting for me." You heard about this? Is good sign or bad sign? Not so good. This is hungry ghost, beta, ghost ram. So that particular moment, what you want to do? Don't let those beta come in. You put chanting. Chanting by a Mahatera or whatever, and then again you can help that particular person to do dana, or if that's you, or ask them to keep sila, or recall anything that he has done in the past, meritorious deeds. That's why, like, we go to Mahanana recently, to Burma, you see thousands of monks in Pao Center. So if you keep on continuous do offering, they will have asewana. Asewana means repetition. So that picture, particular picture, will strike your mind, and then you will cast on your mind for a long time. Easy to recall, because that particular moment, most of the people have a lot of joy. If they don't have joy, they also have this very wonderful memory. They will, or maybe they will relate on my hand. I remember joy, and also my hand very tired, muscle exhausted. So this is also can relate. When they feel the muscle pain, you say, "Hey, this pain is good pain." You still remember this is like similar like last time you do dana in Mahadana. So you try to relate everything good to him. So this is very important. Then if the person is not a Buddhist, and that is a little bit tough. Then we talk about another stage, earlier stage, bedridden. During that stage, a few things, or okay, before that critical moment, there are something that don't do. If let's say that is, you, if you know this is your mother, of course this is my personal view, you can take it as reference. This is what I heard from my friend. He said that in nowadays in hospital, they have this standard operation procedure by doctor. If the person near death, they have to do resuscitation. That device. If they don't do, their house member, they will say, hey, how come you don't save my mother? They will get sued. So one is or not, the doctor have to do to carry out this procedure just for the sake of protect that himself, not to get sued by the family. So, but this is not very helpful. If you think that you have 50 chance to save the person, if they say this person is still young, about 50, still you save him, still have value, the life still have full of quality, then you take the chance. But if 70, 80, 90, cannot move already, you do this, you hasten the death. You will not help the person. And with pain, passing away. You just imagine, if you have pain, when you bodily have pain feeling, will you think, oh, may you be well and happy? You won't. You will do cursing there. Hola, he's doctor la, whatever, whatever. That one, negative energy. This is this negative energy that bring them to reborn in the not so good place. Because the mind, that particular moment, produce the materiality and mentality which is unwholesome. So this is have to be careful. If you are around, you can, but it's up to you. I just advise on here. You can or now is the best is you tell your son. For those 70, 80s, if you think that your days is number bangtang, then maybe you can let your family member say, if I'm fall to this, don't do this to me. You can, if you, when the family member requests or they stop the doctor, then doctor will be happy. They say don't do this, they were actually very happy. But again, this depends, this is your own choice. Then that bedridden stage, this stage, if the person is already old, try not to use, but again, this is my proposal only, it's up to you, I cannot propose anything, which you, for your reference, try not to use respiratory system or dripping. Because these two is very expensive. And then you don't bring quality. And the last moment, don't bring quality life to that person. You incur pain to that person. Uncomfortness. But so happen, if you're able to prolong the life, and if your financial got problem, all your money exhausted, then now the doctor say, tell you, you want to continue or not? If I pull, you will pass, die, you immediately will pass away. Then you will be get into this dilemma. If I pull, am I killing my mother and my father? So try to avoid going into this. So for you, you're still healthy, so again, this is your own choice. You can let your children know, don't do this to me. Let it naturally pass away. But of course, when you stop, you are not considered killing. Actually, killing first you must have the intention. But when you ask, when the doctor asks you, if you turn off, you'll pass away, you don't feel comfortable. Right, so why we want to go into that position? So for us, we try to avoid. So if those are the person that is non-Buddhist, what we can help? Non-Buddhist, normally you have to try to understand this person, what is their inner character. If this person is very generous, then you can do some dana on her or his behalf. Then you will be happy. But if you think this person is very thrifty, you do dana, you may not feel happy. So try, or then you can encourage them to keep precept. You say, you can ask them to do some chanting, simple chanting. Buddham saranam gacchami dhammam. Let him repeated chant the same thing again and again. So this also can reduce when the mind have the some object for them to work on, they will probably forget the pain. This is something that you can help them. Then the most important thing is the person that will take care of the person. When you want to take care of somebody near death, you must first have precept. Second, your emotionally must be very stable. So during that particular moment, if you want to radiate, four sublime stage, you know what is four sublime stage? So which one you want to do? Within the four, which one? Yeah. Monk candidate. Only the monk candidate can answer. You don't do metta. Because when you do metta to your parents, you bounce to get attached. And then whatever his health up and down, your mentor, you also follow suit up and down. But that particular moment, you are not in a good position to take care of that person. Metta, that's why the best is upekkha. But if you want to do metta, must follow by upekkha. You can still do metta, but not to that single person, to the whole being in the hospital. It's okay. Not one-to-one. One-to-one is not so good. And then, if you know you are, your emotionally is good, and the rest of people crying, what should you do? Let them come in? No? Should not let them come in. But before that, you need to educate them. But so happen if you are the youngest in your family. What are you going to do? You can do anything. That's why it's not difficult to help. It's very difficult. So if they say you are youngest but you are very capable, you have loaded with money, maybe you have some saying in your family. This is very common. So you have to try to persuade them not to do that. I will give you a real case. This is one yogi. When he practices depending origination, he's able to see his third past life. A third past life, he was I think European, in I don't know which country, but he's young. He died at about 50 something, and he's also a philanthropy, very rich, and then do a lot of dana charity, and also build a hospital. That's why he stayed at his own hospital. At that particular moment, wife is taking care of him. And during that critical moment, the wife shake the body, attached to him, and say, "Don't go," crying. And when the wife have that attachment, this is what energy attachment is. What defilement attachment is? What attachment? Greed energy. When he touched the person, he influenced that person's last thought moment. You know? That person, the near-death consciousness, had the karma nimitta is having sex with his wife, that particular moment, sex. And then he had the thought that in next life I want to become a male, very strong male. Then what he end up is, he become a spider. But is a spider, but whatever he good deeds that he do in the past help him to become a spider in monastery, in a temple. So as a spider, not much dana you can do, right? You cannot do dana, you cannot do sila, you cannot meditate. That's what you can do. So when he built the web on the monastery, every day he can see people coming into the monastery and do dana. And that particular moment, he feels rejoiced. That's it's good. This is because of his, we call it latency, mental latency, habitual karma, his characteristic. Because these people in the past, he do a lot of dana, very generous. When other people do generous thing, he can feel, arouse his joy. He will say, oh, this is good. And then he say, because there's monastic in this world, then the people have opportunity to do dana. Then he have the avijja mean ignorant of, oh, that monk life, that's one that monk. Then avijja, tanha and upatana. Tanha is craving and clinging, these two. I want to have this life. And then his sankara and karma. Sankara is the good thing that he do is rejoice. And then the karma energy help him to escape. But this is people that have merits. If you don't have merits, when your last moment strike with this, normally it's very difficult to ham yi fang san. Not so easy. Because in four wufu place, this is the only thing you can do, rejoice. Or anything that, that's why in the elephant, that's also some Mahatera, they become elephant also. And then they look at the monk. In certain country, they still have elephant. They look at the monk, Pindapata, and then rejoice. They recall, oh, last time I'm also a monk. They only like that, they can change their life. So it's not easy. That's why Buddha say, when Buddha in the front in the assembly of monk, he scratch on the ground. He say, "Bhikkhu, what is more, the sand on my fingernail is more, or the sand on this great earth is more?" Then Bhikkhu say, "Oh, Bande, the sand on the fingernail is insignificant, very trivial compared to the sand in the great earth." He say, "Bhikkhu, in this 31 realm of existence, when being pass away, those able to reborn in good realm, good realm mean human and deva, are like those sands in my fingernails. Those 31 realm include deva. Then those that when they pass away, and they go to wufu place, are the sands on the great earth." So for palliative care, the most important thing is you take your own good care. You don't let other people take care for you. And then the best thing is you do it now. How many of you plan to do it now? That's why I say this is a very heavy topic, because normally what our advice fall into deaf ear. Not many people want to listen to our advice. They will think that their future days, the days that are coming, are still many, not number. Still, other people pass away. I'm still healthy. So this is not, it's not easy. Then, for people that you want to have better chance when you pass away, To have in a good realm is very important factors, healthy. No physical pain. You wish for that? Healthy, no physical pain, sound mind, with full consciousness. These three factors is very important. Do you want this? Okay. If you want to have sound mind, you have consciousness, what is the cause? Ask for Buddha. Make aspiration. Is that true? You can make aspiration, but without the cause, it's very difficult. What is the cause? Meditation and your precept, especially the fifth precept. This is the cause. You have to meditate, like just now I give the advice. Not only when you are sleeping. You have to do it when you have time, you find time to meditate and purify your mind. Meditation is not about just sitting still. Meditation is about, we call it bhavana. Bhavana is purification of mind in your daily activity. With reference to four, four what? We call it right effort. Four right effort. You don't understand, you ask your monk candidate, I explain to you. Because of time, we have to rush a bit. This is the cause. The second thing, if you don't want to have painful feeling, this is toughest, not easy to get. Now you start to need to build, beside the five precept, that unbreakable five precept, now you have to do another thing. If a person, try to help people when the people are pain, and then try to reduce their suffering. Anything that you can help non-being to reduce their suffering, that's good. That's why in our samanya, we also want to, in future, if we have ability, we want to do a palliative care for cancer. Or maybe not palliative care, these two end stage already, we don't have this ability. We want to have, we call it Mangala Wellness, to take care, alternative treatment for cancer patients. In future, you want to do this. Because I think this is the most dangerous disease, cancer. Try not to suffer from cancer. Very painful. It drags for a long time. This is no good. And then, usually when they cannot withstand the pain, doctor will advise them to take morphine. Morphine also is one of the intoxicants. Not so good as well. The mind cannot. That's why another thing is, now you have to try to meditate. And then sometimes it's a little bit pain. Try to bear with it. Try to relax and ignore the pain. By incline your mind toward, you enjoy your meditation object. Not fight against the pain. You have to train this way until you have that sustainable power to shoulder the pain. It's very important. Try to get used of pain so that you're near death. That's why to develop kanti is very important. That's why Buddha in one of the suttas say kanti paramam tapotitika. Among all, kanti is the highest parami. You know what is kanti? Kanti, understand? Don't understand, ask your monk candidate. This is very important. Kanti paramam tapotitika. Healthy consciousness, three, recover three. So what else? I think about it, about this topic. So maybe open for one or two questions before we end the section. If you're emotionally stable, you're full of positive energy. That's why a person is like electric currents. You have positive and negative. You are very positive, they are negative, then okay, your current, your positive energy flow to there. But if you are negative, then it's very difficult. You like just now that cases, the wife, hold the husband, negative energy flow to husband. At that particular moment, the person is like about drowned in the water. Anything you is there, they will hold.
Two questions. Number one is how to help those with Alzheimer. They don't know anything anymore. That's number two. Is what happened to those who are tragic death or maybe commit suicide or anything?
This one, the number one, the most you can do is radiate metta and then play chanting. This is 0.001%. That's why I'm saying we have to accumulate as much merit as possible in this particular life, especially now. Now the world is so uncertainty, very complex. We don't know when it's going to get war. So second thing, you answer you tragic. If the war coming or you commit suicide, the next one, because the near death moment, you will take the object of pain. So you take pain as an object. Would that be good? Or when you try, you imagine you jump from 10th story, you go down, and then your face hit with the floor, all blood sweat, and then that particular moment, you still can metta, may I be well and happy. Is that possible? It's not possible. So that one is great pain. Which is the area that have great pain? Which area? Great pain. Katinimita. Health. Commit suicide is killing. Even you kill yourself is a killing. And you kill yourself with anger. The dosa mai. Even though you're very sad. Sad is also under the category of dosa. So it's negative energy. Produce negative effect. If you want to die pain with pain free, now you work on it. Work on the cause. First, you make your body very healthy. Then help another person, or if not just one, many people with healthy body. That will reduce your chances to get pain. Chances only, but you still have past karma. And then if you really still pain, I think the best way. Best lah, but it's not so easy to get by. Acupuncture. But not you want to get this expert, it's not so easy to get by. Also, they also don't want. If they normally, if at home, okay. If you go to hospital, Western and Eastern doctor didn't go together. So you cannot do this. So then, if you want to take intoxicant to reduce your pain, the intoxicant, if you can, so happen the last stage of the you don't have maybe pain free, and also you think of something good, then maybe you become a human being, but that effect you make you not so intelligent. Your memory is also not good, all this. So it depends. No? This is your own choice. So everything, that's why in samsara, there's no perfect answer. That's why Buddha say, escape from samsara.
The rest of us don't know how to help for ourselves or some other person in that situation. We are not quite sure whether he or she is that level of jhana or sotapanna or just any advice on that one?
The best thing is ask the person. Ask the person which category. Near death, even in monk, normally they will not disclose their stage. But when they are near death, the people will say, oh, Bante or Avuso, what is your practice? What is your stage of practice? Then at that moment, because if it's Arahant, then they reserve stupa. Because not many people are Buddha. They cannot tell whether they are Arahant. That's why in our sutta, Buddha always remind us, every day we have to chant this. Will you feel shameful when the end of the life, people ask you, what is your attainment? So every day, or the 10 dasa papada papaja sila. The mind will go through according to this order. If that person is, just now mentioned, if this is not the first category, they don't have witty karma, then the second thing is habitual karma. What is their habit? Their habitual, if they do something good or bad, that if they have this habitual karma. If they don't have, habitual karma will be like, you every Sunday you come to Bab's, do service, do dana, or meditate every day. This is habitual. Or right now most of people handphone, playing what game or whatever. This will be a habitual. Maybe at last moment, bring my phone. then maybe in your mind also talk about handphone, iPhone 9, iPhone 7, 10, then gone. This is habitual. Then if there's no habitual, near death karma is dealing near death, what is the thing surrounding? And like just now I give the example, near death karma influenced by the wife. Near death karma. And also another one is good influence. From the dog chasing about that person, the Arahant's father, so he able to change the situation. Then the fourth, if there's no near death, the fourth, he call it random karma. Random karma is like you go to Genting, jackpot, then it run by its own. That is 777, good. Normally it will be 7, joker, and then rambutan, then we're gone. So this is according to these four orders. If let's say together with and then he will feel comfortable but not attached to, then it's okay. But if that person, if let's say his son is a monk, then I say, last moment, call my son. I want him to sit next to me. Which is good because he want to have sense of security. And then he feel rejoice, I dana my son to become monk. Buddha say this is very highest merit. Actually, this is a case. I think Bante Agachita wrote a book. He say that in Thailand, one father is also, I think, butcher or something like that, or farmer, I forgot. So he near death moment he saw he was in the hell, and then everything they want to throw them to the pot, hot pot, that's one yellow color cloth cover up for him. Then after that the hell warden asked him, what is a good thing you have done? He said, I didn't do anything. And they said, really? And then how come you have this yellow cloth? He said, oh, maybe I allowed my son to become monk. This is the one. This is great Dana. This one saved you. That's why in Thai, all the father and mother, they force their son to become monk. It depends. Like Bhante Mangala fathers last for 2 hours.
So let's say if the person has already
wanted to donate part of the body, the eye, you know, the heart or something, and then at the last moment also they cut and disturb all the... How do you address that? Actually, there's 3 types of dana. One is dana, upadana, and paramat. Paramata dana. So dana is in 3 categories. The normal dana will be like you do today's like you cook something or you do or donation. This is the materiality. This is the among them. This is lowest. The middle one is just now you mentioned the organs. The third one, your life. You donate your life. It's like bodhisattva. This is the people that they want to become bodhisattva. And then everything, all the good things, you must have a price tag. You must have a price tag. And then a lot of people, they want to do upadana, the second category. But they don't want to pay the price. They say, when I pass away, you can cut my body. Then if you don't want to pay the price, actually the upadana is when you're still alive. Then you know that person need your organ. You dana. You know the consequences. You want to bear with it if one kidney, the remaining of a life. That's why that is so meritorious. Not easy to give. If you do this, then you have. And then when you do this and pass away, you are always, oh, I donate my kidney to this whoever, then you rejoice. But if you want to do a cheapskate upadana, is when I pass away, you cut my body, then you must have mentally prepared. If still I half dying, they cut me, I don't want to get angry. You must have this. Prepare yourself mentally. So, Or you can also put a condition in your agreement. You sign a contract, you say, when my body become cold, no heat element, then you can cut. Then it's safest. This is safe.
The organ not
usable anymore. True, man? I don't know. No heat cannot use. Any doctor here? Any doctor? Bobs? Must have doctor, yeah. Brain dead, but we can we put a condition when the cannot. But if let's say the body without heat, can the organ still can be used?
Depends how long the person has expired.
Expired now.
Like what you say, the Mangala, the mother 2 hours, then the heat gone.
Then the mother half an hour, father 2 hours. After 2 hours cannot, but 30 minutes still can.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. You want to do this dana is very good. So you do upadana when it's still you're alive, you dana is better. More merit. Don't wait until you die, because after you die, this is no longer yours. This is rubbish. Doc, just now the doctor looked very familiar. Are you from Penang? Not from Penang. Look my, like my classmate. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Without we share our merits. Okay. Idang me punyang asawagaya wahang hotu. Idang me punyang Nibbana sa pachayo hotu mama punya bhagang sabbasatanam pajimi te sabbe me samang punya bhagang labantu sadu. Sadhu, sadhu.